National Broadcasting Company, in cooperation with the United States Navy Recruiting Service, presents Now Hear This, dramatic stories based on the personal experiences of those gallant men and women who embody the great traditions of a great service, the United States Navy.
Now hear this, sweepers, many of brooms, clean sweep down fore and aft, dump all trash cans.
To a guy who's never buttoned up a pair of tight blue pants, tied a knot in a black silk scarf, and shoved off for a 3-day shore leave in a foreign port, might sound a little funny that 10,000 tons of fighting ship is a she. But to a sailor, his ship is a lady. I remember when I first fell in love with a battle baby known as the USS Philadelphia. Oh, brother, she had everything, a real beauty. Length overall, 608 feet 4 inches. Beam, 69 feet, 3.5 inches. Mean draft, 22 feet. Horsepower, 100,000. And to make sure that she was really loved, she had a wartime complement of 84 officers and 1,199 men. And you know something? Each one of them was proud that he could call that light cruiser his baby. Anyway, I was captain of a gun crew who'd seen her get her baptism of battle at Safi. Was with her when she was given a well-deserved rest, and then a few months later, found herself and her crew cutting through the Mediterranean Sea at 31 knots.
Dear Mom, I've tried to answer all your questions. Please don't worry so much. I try to do everything that you want me to. Only, Mom, I'm not a baby anymore. The guys would laugh at me. They're a swell bunch of guys. And even if they do kid me because I'm younger than they are, I think they like me. I'm a sailor now, Mom. Just like the rest of the guys. Like Conway.
Here we go again. Look, just once, Red. Just once. Guess at something, will you? You're always so positive.
Because I'm right.
Never wrong, huh?
Did I call a turn at Safi in Casablanca, Conway? Did I tell you exactly where we were heading?
Hey, Boats, come here. You've been in the Navy a long time. You ever seen a sailor so positive?
Just once. At the time, he was head of naval operations.
Hey, kid.
I'll be with you in a second.
We'll let the kid hold the money, Conway.
Okay.
One thing I've learned in the Navy, wait for orders. But, of course, sailors nowadays are impatient.
No, I just need the money, Boats, and it's an easy way to earn $5.
You want to see me, Red?
Yeah, hold this money for us, Don. I'll collect it as soon as the captain briefs us.
Now, don't go too far away, kid.
Oh, no, no, I'll be in my bunk. I got a letter to finish.
Your mother?
Uh-huh.
Hey, kid, tell her to send some more of those cookies, huh? The chocolate ones with the nuts on top.
I like the white ones.
Look, I'll have her send both. You want anything, Conway?
Yeah, I want to go home.
Well, who doesn't?
Now, hear this. This is the captain.
All right, keep it down, man. It's Captain Paul.
As you know, we've just joined the task force.
And you thought it was the Italian fleet.
All right. I was kidding.
We are on our way to the biggest action of the war. Target is Sicily.
Hand it over, kid.
Okay, Conway.
Okay. Red, you're too smart for one sailor.
True.
We are running into a storm. There's a fight to keep the ships from being scattered. That fight will be won on the bridge. When the landing is attempted, when the Navy is called on for support, every man aboard every vessel will join the fight. Remember, this is no hit-and-run invasion. This is the beginning of our all-out offensive. The infantry is counting on the Philadelphia. I'm counting on you. Carry on.
Sicily.
You know, my barber came from Sicily.
Hey, Boats, the ship's starting to dance like a fool. Supposing the ships do start to scatter.
Now, let the captain worry about that. You coming?
Yeah. You know, I bet he'll never believe it when I tell him I saw Sicily.
This was no ordinary storm we ran to on the way to Sicily. It was the kind of a storm a sailor makes up when he wants to impress some dame. But we caught winds that had been saving themselves since Columbus. That nice, quiet blue Mediterranean got real tough. But we were sailing under orders, and our orders said, get to Sicily. So we got to Sicily, where it was nice and quiet.
Deflection 1-3, range 8275, bearing 240, fire. Salvo fire on target. target.
Come on, kid, get those shells up here.
I'm going as fast as I can.
Come on, keep that gun firing.
Hey, folks, there must be thousands of those guys hitting the beach.
There better be.
Hand them, kid, don't throw.
Make up your mind, Red.
You be careful, I'll take you over my knee and spank you.
Deflection 1-8, range 8-2-00, bearing 113.
You got that, Conway?
I got it.
Turret 3, I'll repeat.
Hey, Benson, get those fuses set. Eight, we're going to win this part of the war alone.
Nobody won that war alone, but everyone thought he did. We ate at those guns and slept at those guns. And then after a few days, the captain began to push the ship around like a jeep. We began to be places where no one expected us. Began to sight on targets that you just can't hit with a cruiser, but we hit them. We got around Sicily. Got around so fast that the Germans gave us the name, the Galloping Ghost of the Sicilian Coast.
There's a tank that's bothering the infantry. Turret 3.
Is that the only number the lieutenant knows?
Deflection 1-4, range 9-2-00, bearing 330. Fire.
You guys want some coffee?
I want some sleep.
Well, you slept 2 days ago.
I'll have some, Boats.
Yeah, careful, it's hot.
Gotta feel this gun.
All guns. Enemy aircraft approaching around the clock.
We hopped up and down the shoreline and then put into Palermo Harbor at night. Close to shore, but far enough out to give us some room to maneuver. Land-based planes were doing their best to make the Galloping Ghost a real ghost.
Boats, it's such a small island.
Oh, they got smaller ones in the Pacific and just as tough.
Hey, I heard Berlin Bertha a couple hours ago. She reported we were sunk.
Hey, yeah. Kid, you're keeping score. How many times is that?
That we've been hit or sunk.
Yeah, let's have the grand total.
Well, according to German intelligence, we've gone down 22 times.
She's coming on again. Let's listen, huh?
Boy, how I'd like to get my hands on that gal.
I wonder how she gets her information.
People talk too much.
Good evening, boys. I have a few messages for you. Oh, by the way, the name of that song is I'll Be Home for Christmas. Wouldn't you like that, boys? Wouldn't it be fun to be home for Christmas?
Yeah, right off the bat, she starts with a needle.
Well, the German Luftwaffe will see that you get home.
Yeah.
Of course, you could get there quicker if you just see the futility of the whole thing.
Yeah, we just can't seem to win at nothing. Yeah.
And now a few words from my dear friends aboard the light cruiser, the USS Philadelphia.
Hey, guys, she's going to talk about us again.
Yeah.
Through some error, it has been reported that you were sunk. Not yet, boys, but soon.
Don't count on it.
There's a gunpointer aboard the Philadelphia named William Conway.
You know, she knows... Hey, that's me.
I hope you're listening, Billy Boy. Because I have regards for you from the gang at Cheerio's restaurant in New York. Your wife, Mary, has been spending quite a few evenings there with Larry Benton. You remember Larry, don't you?
Yeah, yeah.
Let's turn this off, play.
Leave it alone, leave it alone.
She's been having 2 and 3 daiquiris before dinner. Brandy and champagne. Of course, it's a platonic thing. After all, Larry's your best friend. Give him our regards next time you write to her, Bill.
What do you listen to that crumb for?
What do you care? Anyway, I couldn't expect Mary to sit home every night, could I? Could I?
Of course not.
All right. Larry's my pal. Why... shouldn't he see that she gets out once in a while? Nothing wrong in that, is there?
Well, is there...
Oh, she's your wife, Bill. That dame was just blown off hot air.
Huh? Oh, yeah, I know that, Boats. I know it.
Hey, let's play a little rummy.
Yeah, deal me in.
Can I play?
Yeah, deal a kid into. We'll play partners.
Only if... If she is going out... Who's taking care of the kid?
Sure, she got under our skin. We were only human. Only the effect was a little different than the German propaganda machine expected. It just got us hopping mad. So mad that we couldn't wait until morning when the galloping ghost of the Sicilian coast could lift anchor and start dropping shells all over the pride of the German army. It got us so mad we went nuts begging for more action and then more and more. Any place, anywhere, as long as we had a target.
Target, barn, turrets, 1 and 3, salvo fire, deflection, 2-5... Range 9590, bearing 315, fire. Target, German tank, range 5900, bearing 325, fire.
We gotta get this war over fast.
I'm so tired, I can't keep my eyes open.
I got us knocking over a telephone pole. Next, it'll be toothpick.
Come on, keep those shells moving.
Turret 3.
Young, Don. Hey, Conway, how do you think I'll look in one of those hats with the tassels on?
They wear sheets, too. You'd look great in one of those.
Well, that isn't exactly regulations, both, but the old man said to relax. Anybody seen my shoe polish?
And your locker. Hey, maybe I'll send Mary one of those leather pocketbooks. You can't get Moroccan leather in New York.
You stay away from these guys, Don.
Oh, now, come on, Boats. I can take care of myself.
I'll watch him. Oh, brother, Algiers.
Hey, can I have my pen back, Red? I want to send my kid brother a letter. I'll mail it from Algiers. You know, he saves stamps. He's got a swell collection.
Well, just make sure the Navy reads it first.
Oh, yeah, I will.
Let's see. What line will I use on a native? Big hero? No, there's too many Air Force guys.
I guess the little boy.
Dear Tommy, we've just finished our action at Sicily. No matter what they say in the papers, it was no fun. It's all right to play war with tin soldiers, but it's no fun when they can shoot back. I promised to send you some souvenirs, and I did. I bought a couple of German medals from a CB in Palermo. Also a pair of binoculars, which I found on the beach. The binoculars are engraved with a German major's name. Tommy, I'm going to get you everything you asked for. Pictures of our ship. I got some swell ones a guy took when we were being dive-bombed. Stamps from Italy and Africa. A hand-tooled leather belt. I'll get that in Algiers. Only not the gun, Tommy. Not the gun. Your big brother, Don.
You know, not all of us can be members of the United States Navy or one of the other branches of the armed forces which defend our American democracy and way of life. But we can actively support our sailors, soldiers, Marines, and airmen by making donations of our own blood, which in many cases is the contribution of life itself. You see, the Department of Defense's supplies of dried human blood plasma have been gravely depleted by the demands of the Korean campaign and must be replenished to give the greatest degree of protection to our men in the service. This need is vital, for it's essential that an adequate supply be maintained at all times, ready for the immediate use of our military men in any given emergency. The Navy urges you to contact your nearest Red Cross office and ask where and when you may make your contribution of blood to our armed forces. And remember, when you make the gift of blood, you're making the gift of life itself to those who have defended and are defending the principles by which we live, the Armed Forces of the United States.
The USS Philadelphia, the very tired, galloping ghost of the Sicilian coast, pulled into the harbor at Algiers, and some very tired sailors dried their sea legs on the Moroccan coast. Oh, we had plans for a long liberty and maybe a trip back to the States. But on September 5th, our not long enough liberty was cut short. We were streaming back across the Mediterranean. We sighted Sicily and kept right on going to the coast of Italy. Shooting a breeze on the Philly, all we knew was that we were going into action. But at the time, the towns that sat on the boot and ankle of Italy were just so many names on a map. But we got up pools and waited to see who won. We tossed a lot of names in a hat. Names like Paola, Tempsa, Palmi, Salerno.
I was just starting to get around. Next thing I know, back to work.
Well, yeah, but the pay's so good. The hours are short, and the Navy gives you a chance to see the world.
Yeah. Does anybody care if I turn on the radio?
No, later, kid.
Yeah, let him turn it on.
Why ask for trouble, Conway?
Who's asking? 2 weeks and no letter? She's living it up so fast, she hasn't even got time to drop me a postcard. Go ahead, kid. Turn on the radio.
American Army and Navy.
Don't you know any pilots?
Really, boys, it's a shame that you have to die. For such a lost cause. Just so that you won't be too surprised, the coast of Italy is quite well fortified. In fact, I doubt very much if you'll have more than a few square feet to bury your dead.
Oh, I'd like to bury her. Got some real fine ideas.
To Seaman First Class Jim Delahanty of the Boise. Congratulations, Jim, on the birth of your son. Too bad you'll never get to see him. To the members of the Philadelphia, you are now on your way to Salerno. Huh? There'll be quite a welcome for you.
Hey, we're going to Salerno.
Yeah. Who had Salerno in the pool?
Me, naturally.
Oh, Lieutenant Kelly of the Philadelphia. Your mother is quite ill. Probably won't live out the month. She'd like to see you.
Why, that's no good.
Gonna have to quit early tonight, fellas. Have a lot of work to do on American casualties. Oh, by the way, while I'm with you boys on the Philly, Bill Conway, your wife left town for a few days. By a funny coincidence, your best friend...
What'd you do that for, Red?
Because you're just beating yourself.
All right, I know what I'm doing.
All right, take it easy, Phyllis. The enemy's on the other side of the ship.
Everything that babe says, you believe.
So?
You got to stop listening to her, understand?
Is there any way I can stop thinking?
General Quartet.
There's one way. Come on.
Let's go.
Must be 50 of them.
Why, they want us bad. That Berlin Bertha isn't giving us the needle for nothing.
Not those shells rolling.
Hey, Red! Port side! Somebody got one!
Didn't even make a dent. They're still coming.
Those planes are going to start bomb runs. This is worse than Safi. Worse than Sicily.
Yeah.
Red, that list
sits back down all by herself.
They came over in waves, dropping bombs and circling torpedoes. They tried everything they could to keep us from reaching the coast of Italy, but we kept dodging and swerving and still kept our prow straight for our objective. Three waves in less than an hour. And finally, the all clear. An all clear that carried with it the command,
stand easy at guns.
We got to know those names on the map real well. So well that even today, if you walk up behind a guy who served on the Boise, the Brooklyn, Savannah, or the Philadelphia, walk up behind him and whisper, Salerno, he won't come off the ceiling for a week. Nobody could convince us that the German Luftwaffe was a thing of the past. We saw too much of him. Nobody could convince us that the soft underbelly of Europe was flabby. No, sir. It was hard as iron, tough as steel. Especially the kind of steel that they were tossing at us and we were tossing back at them.
3,000 to 4,000 yards, bearing 226. Helmsman, right 5 degrees rudder, all ahead, standard.
Keep pouring those shells.
Target, artillery concentration, range 6 to 2. Oh. Support at Sector 9. Pinpoint those shells.
Those poor guys on that beach. Boats, they need more help.
Keep pouring those shells.
Enemy aircraft approaching.
5 days. 5 solid days.
Come on, Red. Come on. Get them moving.
1,000 shells. I bet we fired 1,000 shells in an hour.
Commander, the Army wants us to support them at Red Beach. Support them at Green Beach.
7 days. 7 solid days.
My arms ache. My head aches. When are we going to get some rest?
Helmsman, left 4 degrees rudder. All ahead, 2/3. All batteries, salvo fire. Target. German Army.
Keep those shells moving.
Enemy aircraft approaching.
Hot coffee, cookie, make it hot.
Boats likes the chocolate and Red likes the vanilla. Boats likes the chocolate, Red likes the vanilla.
11 days, 11 solid days.
We finally gave up counting the number of days. We just stood by our gun. Food was brought to us. Food was tossed over the side. When our relief showed, we just slid to the deck and lay there with our eyes wide open, so tired that we couldn't even close them. And then when they finally shut, we had to struggle up and start firing again. And one day, the Luftwaffe didn't show up. One day, the shore batteries petered out. And Salerno, or the Army, moved on. The Philadelphia put to sea, past Gibraltar, into the Atlantic, and headed, we hoped, for home.
Our boats doesn't impress me a bit. I don't care where we're headed.
Well, I got a pal in the radio shack. Scuttlebutt says that we're on our way to the States.
Well, I'd rather be back at Salerno.
Oh, you've got strange tastes.
Anybody seen Conway around?
Yeah, he's in his bunk.
Yeah, over here, kid.
Oh, hey, I got a letter for you. It's from the States.
Thanks.
Well, aren't you going to read it?
I'll get to it.
Hey, Don, let me use your pen, huh? I got a leave coming. I want to warn a few girls that the redhead's on his way home.
Well, I got a short letter to write, and then you can use it.
Letter from your wife, Conway?
Yeah.
Hey, Boats, you think maybe we'll put into England first?
I thought you were the expert.
Well, I've retired. Every time I make a right guess, we get there. When we get there, I'm sorry I came.
Hey, Conway, you'll never find out what's in it if you keep staring at the envelope.
You want to read it?
Can't be any worse than Salerno. Yeah.
Darling, please forgive me, but for the past, don't
I? Hey, Red! Red! Yeah. Come here, get this, will you? Look, for the past 2.5 weeks, I've been knocking myself out helping Larry get married! He doesn't know a thing about apartment hunting, buying furniture, and his girl is on the West Coast. What do you know? Hey, Red, she was only helping out my pal. Can you imagine that jerk getting married? Oh, I hope I get home in time to warn him.
Well, you seem to like
it. Huh? Oh, well, it's okay for me. I'm the marrying kind of guy. But you know, Boats, it takes a certain kind of guy to get married. You got to be able to understand women.
Yeah, understanding women's one of my best talents. Hey, kid, hurry up with that pen, huh? Hey, tell me, Conway, when did you first discover that you knew so much about women, huh?
Before I left home, you gave me a big lecture on just what this was all about. I yesed you and couldn't wait until I got out of the house to show off my uniform. Dad, I'm not quite sure that I understand what you had in mind even now. The big political and world problems are still a little too much for me. Only during the past few weeks, I've learned a little bit about the fighting end of war. And I think it's taught me why we're in this. Why we've got to win it. And keep winning wars until the whole world is secure. You see, Dad, I've seen shipmates die. I've seen a beach. That word that used to mean swimming and girls and hot dogs. I've seen a beach covered with guys who wanted to live and never got a chance. Dad, the broadside of a battleship doesn't care how a man votes. A screaming torpedo doesn't hold back for a big bank account. But most important, Dad, the most important thing I learned at Bloody Salerno is that a 50 caliber machine gun bullet is colorblind. And an 88 millimeter shell doesn't care whose church it smashes. Your loving son, Don.
You know something? The German propaganda machine managed to do something their entire Army, Air Force, and Navy couldn't do. They sank the Philadelphia, not once, but a grand total of 38 times. You know, that's an awful lot of times to go down. Especially for a ship that didn't even get scratched. Anyway, we considered the publicity an honor. Talked almost as much about that as we did the 5 battle stars that the galloping ghost of the Sicilian coast received in less than 2 years. North African occupation, Sicilian occupation, Salerno landings, Anzio Nettuno advance landings, and the invasion of southern France. That was a lot of fighting, sure. But the Philadelphia was a fighting ship.
Broadcasting Company, in cooperation with the United States Navy Recruiting Service, has brought you another in the series of dramatic incidents based on the experiences of the men and women in the United States Navy. In today's story, Boats was Larry Haynes, and the cast included Don Briggs, Lyle Sudrow, Ian Martin, William Redfield, Joseph Julian, and Rita Lynn. The program was written and directed by David Harmon and produced by Chick Vincent and Cy Levine. Jack Costello speaking. Tune in again next week at this same time when the National Broadcasting Company will once again present...
Now hear this!
Stay tuned for You Can't Take It With You, next over NBC.